You stated a medical opinion about HCQ. Mm-hmm. You said specifically about it being a cure for COVID.
And everybody said it's not a cure. Well, I have treated 350 patients and they're all well. What's that?
Hydroxychloroquine.
Dangerous side effects. She isn't saying that the drug could not have an effect on the coronavirus, but it's too early to tell.
But one treatment in particular has been getting a lot of attention.
Hydroxychloroquine.
And a lot of good things have come out about the hydroxy. A lot of good things have come out. I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine.
If it's safe enough for the president, why isn't it safe for you?
And I started using it, and it was dramatic.
Why did you start using it yourself?
We didn't have anything else to do.
What is controversial? Why are you guys so dangerous and a threat to all of these people?
I just want to say I think it's incredibly bizarre.
Its safety profile is better than over-the-counter medications like Tylenol.
Let me just say how bizarre it is to hear Mark Zuckerberg have an opinion on hydroxychloroquine.
Who is Facebook? A bunch of losers sitting around on their mama's couch playing on a computer want to question my medical judgment? That's going to be a problem.
Welcome back to another episode of Slightly Offensive with your favorite host, me, Elijah Schaefer. We have a lot of great stuff coming up, but please always remember to support this show by going to blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive and use my code Elijah to get a year subscription. It's the best way to support us directly. But also if you're like, hey, I don't want to get a subscription to Blaze TV, I don't care. Don't do it. But at least what you could do is go click below and subscribe to the audio only on Spotify or Apple iTunes and Apple Podcasts. Guys, if you leave a 5-star review, it doesn't cost you anything. It's free of charge and it helps us out a lot. So click that link below, go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review or subscribe on Spotify or wherever else you can find podcasts. But anyway, so I went to Washington and we had this white coat summit, which was doctors speaking out about the possibility that HCQ could be an effective treatment for COVID-19. But of course, the radical left-wing agitators didn't stop by butting in, and I ran into this guy.
You're betraying Black Lives Matter.
I'm black.
Yeah, but that's not...
You're white.
You know, you're not black on the inside. I'm more black than you on the inside at this particular point.
Yeah. Well, you're black.
There were people during the times of slavery who enabled the slavers. You're on the wrong side, ma'am. I promise you. You are my sister. I am you standing here. I promise you who I am. You're me standing
here.
Mind you, no comment.
Come on. Social distance. Come on.
We just did.
All right.
The very first Americans. The very first Americans were protesters. Protesters, the very first people to die for this country.
Sir, what's your profession?
Easy. I'm Jesus Christ, you tool. My profession is to save the world from goddamned assholes like yourself.
Can I see your ID?
Yes, here at Slightly Offensive, we run into the most insane people. While these doctors were talking about the possibility that HCQ could be a fair treatment, we also had this great Obama supporter who was telling us that these doctors were not credentialed, but she couldn't even say the name of the drug.
How do you pronounce the drug? Come on, you're a doctor.
Your doctor, you're viewing as equal as mine.
Well, before you're gonna try to discredit doctors, maybe you should know what you're discrediting. I don't know. It might work. But the same thing goes for big tech companies, which have deemed these doctors the most dangerous doctors in America for suggesting that an FDA-approved drug that has been used for over 60 years is actually one of the most harmful suggestions that could ever be made. Let's not find some sort of treatment amidst the race riots in the COVID-19 panic. Let's demonize these doctors for just trying to help Americans, which is why I asked them this question. But first, I want to say a huge shout out to the best coffee company in America. You guys, Black Rifle Coffee Company supports this show. They support you. But most importantly, they support your energy levels. These are a freedom-loving, freedom-roast cup of coffee that has a bang of 1776 in every sip. Go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive right now and check out their selection. They have all different types from light to dark roast, and most importantly, they offer different selections of whole bean, ground roast, coffee rounds for your Keurig and canned coffee in two flavors. I like the espresso with cream. They're both providing us with the support we need for our show, but they can support you with what you need and the energy levels that you desire for your day. So check them out. Go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive to find out how to get 20% off your order, plus free shipping, which is really amazing. But most importantly, if you want to know what I prefer, because maybe you're like, where do I start? I like the coffee club. So if you go on there, you can kind of pick whatever you want, put it all in a box, and it gets delivered to you every single month. So you don't have to go back in and reorder. It just takes the complication out of getting your coffee. And if you say it's not complicated to get coffee, well, it is. Now you got to put on a mask, go in the store, pick out a brand and pretend you like it. But why not get a cup of coffee that supports free speech and supports you, an individual who loves this show and loves having the energy for the day? Go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive. Let's see what the doctors had to say.
The risk for taking HCQ is low.
We took it all the time back home as children. We took it for malaria. We give it to people traveling to malaria endemic zones. People still take it right now. You see, when we took HCQ back home, we took chloroquine. Chloroquine used to itch, you know, but that's about all it costs. Hydroxychloroquine, very few side effects, maybe a little stomach upset, but taking once, one tablet every other week, it's almost no side effects.
Taco Bell gives me an upset stomach and I still eat it anyway. So
you can imagine me from a malaria endemic zone having used hydroxychloroquine, chloroquine, mefloquine, camoquine, nivaquine, just name it. Hydroxychloroquine is even a safer, with less side effects. And then all of a sudden people are telling me it's dangerous, it's going to stop your heart. So I went to research what medications cause QT prolongation. The same thing that they are saying that hydroxychloroquine does. Mm-hmm. I looked at the medications that cause QT prolongation. You will not believe it. Over 100 different medications cause the same QT prolongation. Bactrim, that we take all the time. Cipro. We're talking about Zofran. We're talking about a lot of the neuroleptics. We take many medications. We take erythromycin, clarithromycin. And I realized we've been taking these medicines for years like candy. Nobody has ever said it's going to stop your heart. Nor have we ever seen it stop anybody's heart.
I mean, I've taken plenty of antibacterial and different things.
I'm telling you, QT prolongation side effect that they talk about, it is a side effect of over 100 different medications we take.
Its safety profile is better than over-the-counter medications like Tylenol, Advil, Aleve. You know, it's just, it's safe, and why not use it?
Drugs become over-the-counter when the USA manufacturer tries to move it to the over-the-counter category. They petition the FDA to do that. So that's happened a lot. Like the drug Motrin went over the counter for that reason. Minoxidil for hair loss, nicotine patches, there's, you know, Zantac, Pepsi, Antivert, Meclizine. There's tons and tons of examples. But that request to go over the counter is triggered by the drug manufacturer in response to consumer demand. There hasn't been consumer demand for this drug, right? We don't have a lot of malaria in this country. The only uses for hydroxychloroquine historically have been for lupus and for rheumatoid arthritis. So there, nobody was like begging for this drug. Now all of a sudden people are begging for it. And so we just want to get it over the counter. It is over the counter in most of the world. It's actually sold in the vitamin section of pharmacies over the counter in much of the world. For example, Indonesia. For example, Iran. For example, most of Latin America. It's sold in Africa. It's widely available. People carry it in their pocket like we carry Tylenol. We just didn't have that kind of demand, so it's not over the counter. It's certainly not over the counter because it's not safe. It's much safer than Tylenol, Aspirin, and Motrin. That would be very shocking for your listeners to hear. What I want your listeners to process is, why are we talking about an FDA-approved medication at all? Why does anybody but a doctor and patient have an opinion on the subject? Why does Mark Zuckerberg have an opinion on the subject? It's bizarre. Don't let go of that. When you don't know what to believe, you're listening to me, you're listening to somebody else, remember, gosh, have I ever talked or thought about a medication that somebody else takes? Why am I even thinking about that?
Based on its safety profile, would you put your credibility on the line, and this is a big question obviously to ask you, to do what some physicians have suggested is make this an over-the-counter medication, maybe somewhat like pseudoephedrine, which in many states, you still have to sign a paper, like in California, and get administered so that it's trackable, right, and it's not overbought. Would you suggest that this should be available more liberally in that case, or if not, what's your suggestion on how we should actually distribute this medication around the country?
Well, I think it would be wonderful for it to be over-the-counter, and then people could get it, sign for it, get us an appropriate amount. Part of the problem we have right now is that it's, even if a physician writes for it in many states, the pharmacy won't fill it.
Really? So the pharmacist is overriding and deciding not to. I know they have the ability to do that.
They've been instructed to do that by the pharmacy boards. So who's getting to the pharmacy boards? I'll leave that to conjecture. Who's getting to the medical licensure boards? I don't know. But there's this, like I say, a well-orchestrated effort to keep this from being successful. The other thing I was going to say, somebody also may benefit from the economy crashing, which it's going to do. And the one thing that's not brought out enough, I don't think, is the number of people who will die from the economy crashing. Harvey Brenner, back in the 70s, did a study that showed for every 1% increase in unemployment, there was about 30,000 increase of deaths.
Wow.
And that was mainly from heart disease.
Incredible.
We can't stand the stress of not being able to provide.
After listening to them, this drug doesn't seem too controversial. But really, I mean, if you're going to say this drug is a good treatment for COVID-19, you've got to know the science behind it. And that's why I asked the doctors, how does this actually work?
Most of people have heard about the spike protein that's on this virus, this coronavirus. The spike protein has to attach to an ACE2 receptor on your cell in order to get its genetic material inside the cell and commandeer the cell to make more viruses. If it can't attach, it can't do that. And that's what it does. It blocks the attachment. So that's floating around, and then your own T cells are able to attack that and get rid of it. It never gets into the cell, and that's why it's so effective. You don't need zinc to do that. Once you get sick and it's in the cell, then you need zinc to fight it. That's why it's important. Some of the studies have been done showing it doesn't help. They don't use zinc. You have to use zinc, hydroxychloroquine, and an antibiotic like Bioxin or azithromycin. One of the reasons why kids don't get this is because kids have a better T cell immunity. Our T cell immunity drops as we get older. So these kids, they have such good T cells, they can wipe out these viruses that are floating in the bloodstream so that very few of them can attach and replicate. It just makes complete sense. And we know that that from studies back as far as 2005, that it is effective against the corona or SARS-CoV virus.
So they claim it's safe and they know how it works, but doctors who are trying to kill you clearly would not be taking this drug themselves, would they? Of course not. Which is why I asked them, are you taking this medication? I mean, does this work for you?
We had a patient that came in and was coughing, and we didn't really take it. We thought it was the flu. We checked it for the flu. The flu was positive, and we treated her for the flu and sent her home. 2 days later, she came out COVID positive. Everybody freaked out. I said, okay, guys, listen, everybody's going on hydroxychloroquine. So everybody, my staff, started. Wow. This was like early March. Mm-hmm. We basically started on hydroxychloroquine, and none of us have gotten infected. None of my staff. We've not gotten infected. We even did antibody tests. Nobody has antibodies. You know what I'm saying? So we are in there. We see several COVID patients every day.
No, I have a minor background in science, but that's interesting too, because I mean, the cold's going around, the flu. So hydroxychloroquine is helping to prevent these infections. Mm-hmm. It appears to be. So it's these new guys, but somebody's going to listen to this interview and be like, well, that's just some staff. They're probably wearing PPE. How do you know that hydroxychloroquine helps? So beyond the staff, where has it worked?
Let me say that. Just like, let's look at the staff thing. Number one, we wear surgical masks. We don't wear N95, so that surgical mask also does not protect you from that.
Like these types of things right here, right?
Yes, we wear this. This is what we wear in our clinic.
Okay.
Number two, we do breathing treatments in the clinic. When everybody's like, they used to not, don't do it, it's going to aerosol COVID all over the place. So what? So we do breathing treatments in the clinic. We go in and out of the breathing treatment room. When I'm starting IV on patients that have COVID, and that's, I usually take the stuff out and do it because it's covering my view. Do you know what I'm saying? So this, I help COVID patients all the time because I know that they're not going to infect me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know how we have hundreds of doctors that are on this in New York, all over the country. Many doctors are on hydroxychloroquine prophylaxis. People that have been taking rheumatologists, they just need to come out and speak out. You see, rheumatologists are so much more concerned with, oh, there will not be enough for our patients. There is enough in the stockpile. Rheumatologists are the best people to come out and say that hydroxychloroquine is not a dangerous drug because they put patients on it twice a day, every day for 5 years. So tell me, how do you take a medication twice a day, every day for 5 years? It doesn't hurt you. And all of a sudden, somebody taking it once every other week is dangerous, or somebody taking treatment dose, one tablet twice a day for 5 days. Does that make sense?
Obviously, you said there are studies that have come out talking about HCQ being fraudulently, or as you said, fraudulently deadly or a risk to people with COVID. How do you know those are fraudulent, number one? And number two, how do you know then that it's safe for people to take?
One, as far as fraudulent, the two studies I'm referring to, one was in The Lancet and one was in New England Journal of Medicine. Both were retracted when physicians looked into it and discovered that they were absolutely impossible studies. It was questioned. It became known that that everything in it was made up. There was not a fact in it.
They have been retracted. You can confirm that.
They have been retracted.
But they were published. Why do you think they were published initially? Because obviously with the scientific method and peer review board, including even editors, even at editorials, I mean, why would they publish fraudulent material, or how did they get away with something like that?
That is the question that has a lot of people scratching their heads, especially people who research and publish, because it takes months, and this was done in weeks or days, literally. I have read statements from individuals who claim that the editor of one of those magazines claimed, well, I better not go into that.
It's fine, you can go wherever you want.
Well, I was just gonna say that they were pressured. They were pressured into putting these in.
So maybe there are actual nefarious reasons why people don't want you, the possible infected patient with COVID-19, to have access to this drug. And it's obvious, right? People are just trying to make money. They're trying to profit. The CDC director actually just came out a few days ago and even said that hospitals genuinely are pressured to overreport COVID-19 deaths and cases to get financial incentives. It's true. People like to make money. You like to make money, and so do I, which is why I want to let you know that it's important that we save money wherever we can. Today, guys, there is this incredible company that can save you money, saves me money, and it's called Gabby.com. So essentially what it does is it helps compare your rates of home and auto insurance to all the other competitors. It takes just 2 minutes, and you go online, you put in your information, and it'll guarantee to either save you money or it'll give you the confidence of letting you know that you have the best rate, which is an ease of mind. So when I went to get car insurance, I just, you know, searched on other comparison sites. But if you go to Gabby.com, and if I had used them specifically, it turns out I would have saved over $600 a year on my car insurance policy, which makes me an idiot for not using them up front. Which is also why I advise you to go to Gabby.com right now /offensive and put in your information. Take those 2 minutes and find out if you're saving money. There's no better time right now during COVID-19 than this time to actually find out if you actually could save money. And guys, you have nothing to lose. They on average save their customers sometimes over $800 a year. This is a great tool that has worked for many and can work for you. Go to Gabby.com/offensive. You've got nothing to lose. Find out if you have the best rate or if you could be saving money today. Use my links in the description. It's a great service. Share it with your friends as well. Use my code and you support us, support them, and support your wallet by making sure that you are saving money wherever possible. Anyway, I wanted to talk to Dr. Stella about the censorship and a little bit about her thoughts on why it's so controversial that she's giving her medical opinion.
So you're a medical professional, and this is where people don't know this. You made a medical opinion. You stated a medical opinion about HCQ. Mm-hmm. You said specifically about it being a cure for COVID.
And everybody said it's not a cure. Well, I have treated 350 patients and they're all well. What's that? A cure.
Right, but this is what strikes me as interesting, because medicine obviously is an opinion, right? Just like legal, it's a legal opinion, it's a medical opinion. They call it practice for a reason.
There's something called precedence.
Right. Well, okay. So explain to me then why your statement about it being a cure is like not just an opinion, because, and I want to bring this out. This is important. Because big tech companies, including Facebook and Twitter, have, and we'll get into this after this, but they have deleted your video, including from prominent people like President Donald Trump.
Can I sue them?
Can you sue them? I can't give you legal advice on this show.
I think I should sue them.
I think that's, you know why
I say that?
You should. I would do it.
I'm not suing them for taking down my video, but I'm suing them for questioning my medical judgment. Who is Facebook? A bunch of losers sitting around on their mama's couch playing on a computer want to question my medical judgment? That's going to be a problem. I have a problem with that.
Do they have the right to tell you that your medical opinion is false when you have evidence for
that
HEQ works?
Are they doctors? Are they doctors?
Probably not in medicine.
We're going to be asking those questions. Let me just leave it like that.
You should take him to court. I would if I were you. I would take him to court.
We will be asking such questions because you know what? I hate people trying to intimidate me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those like really like fearless people, but I really just hate people trying to intimidate me or push me around or something. What are they pushing me around for? Because I said I treated patients and they got well. What is wrong with the Facebook people? Do they have a diabolic desire to see people die? That when somebody comes around and say that, oh, I treated patients and they got well, and then the big tech Facebook people, they are so angry that people got well. Does that make sense? Mark Zuckerberg, if you're listening to me, do you have a diabolic desire for people to die? That when somebody say people got well, it messes up something in your whole brain and everything, and then your trolls start taking down things. What's your problem? What's Twitter's problem? If I say that I treated patients and they got well, if you have a doubt, come hang around my clinic for a week. I double doubt. They should come down. Send a reporter to come and hang around my clinic for 1 week.
I'll come.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And we'll find patients, they will sign, and then we'll find patients that want to talk to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, that is crazy. How are they going to get upset because you say you treated people? They said we are doing, it's a misinformation.
Yeah, from the World Health Organization.
World Health Organization? Is Facebook the police for World Health Organization? Is World Health Organization now the standard of care in my clinic? Who is World Health Organization? Is that only a bunch of people that lied about the Wuhan virus? Who trusts World Health Organization? I thought we left that group.
They lied for China. They've been proven to be dishonest. So now we're
World
using a
Health
dishonest
Organization?
Group.
Can I tell you some stories of what World
Please,
Health
go
Organization
ahead. Yeah.
did in Africa?
I would like to know this. I really would.
You know, let's not go.
I see where you're going with this, but
let's not make this about World Health Organization because that would be like a whole other crazy story. Then for Facebook to decide that they are the attack dog for World Health Organization, that's just crazy. Is Facebook right now they stand for World Health Organization? Is Facebook a medical doctor? Are Facebook people that are going to decide what is right medically or not? Does the World Health Organization decide standard of care of practice in everything in every country?
Wow.
They're an organization. They don't make standard of care. They didn't license me. They didn't put me through medical school. What has World Health Organization got to do with it?
Yeah,
especially with a lot of the failures that they've had in many countries that they've supposedly claimed to have gotten.
Yeah.
The same World Health Organization that allow a virus to spread while supporting China? This is the people that Facebook want to stand for. Mark Zuckerberg.
Why though? Do you think it's because they have investment?
I don't know whether it's an investment, but I'm telling you, Mark Zuckerberg, you're treading on really bad ground here. Because you want to stop me, a physician, from treating people and getting well. I would think that somebody like you would be like, you know what, Dr. Emmanuel, wow, 300 people got better. Oh, that's amazing. Let's go and cover it and see what they are doing so that we can keep other Americans alive. You're more interested in supporting a world organization than the American people? Does that make sense? Twitter? Does that make sense? Facebook? What's wrong with you guys? Your chips are malfunctioning or something? You'll be playing with me. They're going to answer some questions.
And they are going to answer some questions. And we're going to jump more into the censorship aspect and why this is so dangerous on Friday, including these full interviews with these three doctors are going to be available on blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive. You can use my code Elijah to get a subscription. These are too hot for the internet. There's a lot that was said that I cannot put on YouTube or Facebook because it'll just get taken down. Things that are maybe too truthful for big tech companies to accept, including the fact that Dr. Anthony Fauci's daughter is a software engineer at Twitter. I'll be damned. Who would have ever thought that? Anyway, thank you guys so much again for watching. As always, this Friday we have part two where I'm gonna put a lot more of Dr. Golden, as well as some extra sound bites from Dr. Stella, and of course our favorite rest of our team members and clips that are on the field. But anyway, I'm trying to do this to give you guys the truth. Continue to please support us by supporting our sponsors, Black Rifle Coffee and Gabby Insurance, as well as signing up at The Blaze. They're all easy ways to support the show. Have a great rest of the week, as always, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.